Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday, New York, to the world. And welcome, everybody. And it's been quite a day. A day that we honored a dear, dear friend who was taken advantage of in the nursing home and as a result lost her life because she could have gotten better care and didn't. My dear friend Rosie. And ironically today I made a phone call to a newspaper, a major newspaper. I'm not going to say their name because I don't want to implicate anybody in getting in trouble. But anyway, a major newspaper, and the woman who answered the phone, when she found out I was an advocate, commented and said, "Why don't you advocate for the nurses' aides in the nursing home? Because we, you know, we have so many people we have to take care of, and we're not able to do it, and as a result, people don't get the care they need, and so on and so forth." So I explained to her, and most people don't know this, I explained it to her how the state and the government will not allow the person's home health aide. Most people in the nursing homes, just about all of them, who wind up in there, have a home health aide. All right? The state, many a times, won't pay for the extra hours, so they shove them in the nursing home. And they take their money. They make money on it. So, evidently, people are under the impression that these aides are not doing their job. Well, it's not true. The person going into the nursing home, the resident, has an aide. Why isn't the state allowing these aides to come in and assist these people the same way they would if they were at home? Now, they call a place a nursing home. All right, look at this contradiction. If it's the person's home, and it's been declared such many a times, person's home, then why aren't they allowed to have their home health aide? You see, the money is there for that. What happens to the money? Here's another question. What happens to the money that is there for the person's home health aide who goes in to a hospital and can't have their aide beyond the emergency room, or who goes into a nursing home to certify that a person needs the nursing home, right? Well, does the doctor say that the person can't have their home health aide? I don't think so. Would the doctor say that the person should have their home health aide? I bet they would. Why wouldn't they? And even if they don't, the money is still there for that home health aide, for the person who's in the nursing home. It's supposed to be their home. I was told today by an official person from this county that people go into nursing homes, it's understood that they're there for the rest of their life. Even though these half-ass programs are supposed to be there to help them get out, very few people get out. And this is from somebody who deals with this stuff So there you have a horrible, horrible situation. Now, you, according to this woman I spoke to, who is, and I asked her, are you a nurse's aide? And she said yes. They're getting blamed, evidently, for the state not allowing the residents of the nursing homes to have their home health aides. Now look at what a difference that would make. The person wouldn't have to lie in bed and wait to be changed or to take a shower or whatever the situation is. The person would have someone to help them eat their food. You know, the regular stuff that the aide does. Of course, the state is not going to cover them, obviously, for 24/7, but even the time that they're allowed would be better than nothing. You know, it's horrible that people have to suffer like that because of the greediness of the state and because they take all their money and leave them to die. That's really the bottom line of what's happening in these places. And then you can't get a... before I went on the air, I got a phone call telling me that even if the person goes to a doctor on the outside, the nursing home won't allow the recommendation of that doctor to be applied in the back in the nursing home when the person returns. So it's a horrible situation, and we're going to try to open up the phones at 213-816-1650 to see if our co-host is up to it. She had a very day in burying her mom and a horrible, horrible situation. I want to thank some of the friends who have pledged financial support. Olga Murray in the town of Islip. My good friend, our good friend Roland, and Mr. Kennedy said he would help. He's waiting for some cash flow to come in. So those are a few of the friends who have at least, you know, said that they would help. And we'll keep you posted on that. If anyone out there would like to send something to help Suzanne get through this, you know, go on the Inner Sight website and put it right in the PayPal. You can make a note if you want for in honor of Rosie. Whatever you can afford would be greatly appreciated. So this is Matt, a glad Monday around the world, and brought to you by the Big East, AkitaRescue.org, and the great Akita. If you want to adopt a great dog, consider the Akita down in Tom's River, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond is the Akita lady. 609-388-7004. That's the phone number. Tell them you heard about it here on Inner Sight if you want to adopt a great, great Akita. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them. Cherish them. We remember little Tommy Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, all the others. And we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Islip, New York. And let's see, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info on real estate from Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Mention Inner Sight. He'll like that. And I want to thank all of our 100,000, 4,500 plus listeners.
Yep.
All right. Oh, welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I was telling people in the beginning of the show, I mentioned, you know, how we honored Rosie today with the
funeral. I honored her by going to a funeral mass. It just broke my heart. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, let's see. Inner Sight, Nobody Starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical. And that's the name of the group, Nobody Starved on Long Island. Long Island Connection, trying to do some things for good for people, and we appreciate that. Find them on the Facebook and on the website, Long Island Connection. Who else we got? Inner Sight, some of our friends that have helped us. Beccaro's Italian Tavern, SuttonInsurance.com, GoodMojoPrinters.com. These are all people that have helped Inner Sight in the past, and we remember them. TuraLawCenter.com. All right, so we don't forget our friends. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday around the world. Don't forget, we're on television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, Wednesday nights. And Thursday, 7:30 on Altice, Long Island. It goes all over Long Island, Altice. I don't know if they've started putting that show on the internet yet. I don't know what the story is with that. We'll try to find out about that.
Yeah, we would have to find out.
Yeah, Mad or Glad Monday around the world, and a sad day with Rosie's funeral, but in some ways a happy day.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Informing people, letting people know what's going on. And I heard before you came on the air, I related the story about the woman who's the nurse's aide.
Oh, great.
You know, because people seem to be blaming the aides, you know, and it's not really their fault.
It's the
fault of the state that doesn't allow the home attendants in.
Right.
To help. All right.
Oh,
so,
I know.
Good.
I don't blame them. Even the nurse. I blame the system itself and how they create the system and how they take care of the patient and how they don't even listen to the patient or don't even acknowledge that the patient exists. It's really sad. Very sad.
Well, this show makes a difference, and I'm going to give Suzanne the honor of
Sorry.
making an announcement. That's an appropriate song.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to let Suzanne make this following announcement because it was really startling to me. And I mean, I couldn't believe it. And we got it from
the Glad.
Someone official. Go ahead.
This came, yes. This is in honor of my mom, Rosie. And maybe she brought some light onto it. Who knows? I seem to believe that. She made us find out from a high-ranking source of a newspaper. Which, do you want me to mention the newspaper?
No, you don't have to.
Frank?
Well, yeah, you could. Yeah, sure, mention the newspaper.
Yeah, I could.
The major paper.
That's what I was... Yeah, it is a major paper. It happens to be Newsday. That their subscribers are not as high as our listeners. Which I was amazed when Frank told me. I was like, Lord. I was like, what? So thank you, everybody. That deserves a big old thank you for keeping us, you know, happy and alive and going.
Now, you see, that's a sign that we're headed in the right direction and that people are hearing us, you know.
Yes.
When someone says to me, who is a nurse's aide, and you know, why don't you advocate for us? You know, after I told her mm-hmm. about the podcast and all that, and the people we have, you know, it shows you that they believe in what we're doing. Now, I'm trying to get these nurses' aides now to stand up with us.
That's right.
I've told them, I said, go to your union and explain this. And I even offered, if you want me to talk to the union, I will. You know,
yeah.
I offered my services. You know,
my
explain to the union that you want to reveal that this is not your fault, and will they protect you and back you up? You know, a lot of people are afraid of losing their jobs. How are you going to lose your job if you do something on your day off, at your own time? It's crazy.
It would happen, Frank. So, don't put it past. They say, you didn't do this right. Boom, they lost their job. Trust me.
I don't know.
Called a blacklist.
I don't know. I don't know what will come of it, but I'm going to talk to this lady some more, you know, and I'm going to get her, see if she can find friends who are not afraid, you know. But we'll see what happens.
That blacklist, I have never been afraid of it. I'm on it. I'm on it. And I'll tell you why. It was just because of our household experience here and how I just don't put forth any, like, I don't care what people think. This is my house. You come here, and I'm nice to you. Why should you, you know, go to the agency and say X, Y, and Z about me? It's not a problem.
You're talking about one of your aides, right?
Yeah, previous aides to these two aides that I have now. They're very good.
Yeah.
You know, if you could rip them apart, they won't say anything, you know. But they've already gone and seen my name posted up on a wall. And it's in the agency. And it says, these are the people that you should watch out for. I'm not joking. Your names can be posted on boards. And they find your personal information there. And I'm not joking about that. People, more than one person told me that.
You're talking about a different thing. But if you're in a union, and the union has lawyers, you pay dues to that union. They should protect you. You know.
The only way you could find out about that is if you send somebody in there anonymously, and they don't know that person isn't an aide, like a PI. The only way.
Well, no. I would talk to the union, talk to the lawyer, and find out what the person.
We have one for lit,
you know,
for
what their
too,
rights are.
Frank. They have one for the aide also. They have a board for the aide also, who are blacklisted as well. this is person took out against us and things like that. They have it all on all of these agencies. Don't let it go past you. And it went cross agency. So my name from one person who works in this agency and to another agency and to another agency has traveled. I'm not kidding you. I swear. I want to just hire people on my own and go screw you all. That's how I feel. And you know
well,
who knows about
know.
This?
I don't know what
Anthony,
the...
Anthony knows all about it. And he's worked with the agencies. He knows all about it. What happens?
Wait, who, you know? Who's Anthony?
From Brooklyn.
Oh,
Anthony.
One of our listeners. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows all about it. Yeah.
You know, I don't know what union is part of what union these aides belong to. I'm not sure. You know.
One is it's called
but,
the Porters Union, I think. It's something BRBJ or something like that. I got to get the name of it. I had it one day and I had it written down.
No. I'm talking
name.
About
That's
I'm talking
union.
About the nurses aides.
Yeah,
in
I am.
Place,
you
know.
They're part of a weird union that they really shouldn't be part of that union. But they cover the aides and they also cover porters. But they have another union. There's two different unions that they're part of, 1199 and that other stupid union.
Well, 1199 is a powerful union. I don't think they would take crap from the
32BJ. So 32BJ or something like that.
I don't see 1199 not protecting their members as long as the members are right. You know? So, I don't know. We'll see how this unfolds and see what, if anything, comes out of it. We're hoping to get at least a story in Newsday.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I left a message for the obituary reporter, and I'm hoping that...
I wrote that email that you wanted me to and put the link in it, and I sent it before the show.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll follow up with that tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday around the world, and did you hear the news? Another vaccine.
Yeah.
Johnson and Johnson.
How many is
now
it now?
Four? Yeah. I think it's four, yeah. And they have revealed that there have been side effects, some of them severe. Now, I don't know what that means. They didn't say anything about fatalities, of course. You know. But beware of these vaccines because... Now they're claiming that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, according to the news, is safe for those who are allergic.
Yeah.
I would be very leery of that.
Yeah.
So there's a whole thing going on with these vaccines and this virus and... You know, crazy stuff, and a lot of it's stupid, you know. And then you've got some of these doctors who say that people should wear more than one mask.
Sometimes three.
I mean, you know, why don't you just cover your head? We'll all become, Muslim?
No, that's right.
You know, the eyes stick out or whatever.
And
so the whole thing is weird and ridiculous and nothing, and still nothing about the immune system.
Immune system, nothing, no.
You know, nothing. Nothing how to protect the immune system. So I don't trust them. Everybody's an individual. I mean, if people trust them, more power to them. I don't. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday, and we want to see if anybody's on the line.
Yes, there is.
Who we got?
Somebody on the line. Maureen.
Oh, Maureen from Queens. All right, one of our regular callers.
Yeah.
All right, on Inner Sight.
Here she comes.
And let's take her call.
Well, Maureen. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Yeah,
how
hi.
Are you? Yeah, hi. Condolences again, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know. I was thinking of you earlier and all. And I missed part of the show just now. I got a phone call, so I missed from your announcement, Suzanne, till about a couple minutes ago. So I'll have to call you later to see what you said. You know, this vaccine, the whole virus, right? I was talking to a friend of mine today. You know, I think they're just dragging this out for, we were saying, you know how they haven't found a cure for cancer yet? And they haven't found a cure for ALS yet? And they haven't found a
diabetes.
Cure for cystic fibrosis yet? You know what I mean? Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think, and I'm not the only one, a lot of people think this too, they're just dragging this out for the money. You know? Sad to say, but that's how things go in this country and world, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But, I mean, it really,
well, how about,
first...
How about, excuse me, mm-hmm. How about the guy who wrote the book, All the Cures the Doctors Don't Want You to Know About?
I never heard of that one, but I've heard of a couple other books that I would read. Sorry, Susan?
It's in audio format. I found it.
Oh, really? Oh, I have to check that one
out.
Yeah, there's another one, too. Yeah, there's another one, too, something about viruses and stuff, and that came out before this one. So, you know, there's, you know what I mean. You know, there's too many contradictory things with this. First, Fauci says... And it's you can play the tape for March 8th of 2020, last year. Oh, nobody has to wear a mask. Don't worry, it's not coming here. It'll never come here. Don't worry about it. People wearing a mask is worse because you'll touch your face and you'll get the virus and blah, 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 blah. Now we have to wear two or three masks with Fauci into next year. So where's the science in this? What is he going by? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, then you're told everything's going good and all, and oh, but now the variants are coming, the variant, you know. Come on, knock it off. Let people go back to living their lives again. My friend told me today, oh, I heard, you know, she was happy that the nursing homes were open. I said, they're not open. I said, they're open with these restrictions. So they're not really open. Very few
That's
are open.
True.
You know what I mean? And they're going to start treating people like humans again. I'm sick of, in
That's
the middle
right.
of a pandemic, they're worried about Mr. Potato Head and Dr. Seuss. This is garbage. You know, this is crap. Why don't they just knock it off, let people go back to their lives and living their lives how they had been living their lives, and stop with this baloney, you know? It's got to end soon. People are getting tired of it. And you hear so many different... I didn't even hear what are the side effects from these vaccines, right?
They didn't give detail. You'd have to look on the internet, but they said some of them were severe.
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't really want my mom to get it. I really didn't. Thank God she seems okay so far, but I just hope down the road, you know, it doesn't lead to anything. And then you're told, oh, we don't have enough vaccines. We don't have enough. Then 2 days later, oh, we have a surplus of vaccines. So which is it? Make up your mind. You know what I mean?
Do you not even know what it is? Do you have enough?
I mean, sorry.
But here's the thing. Nobody has called me yet. So I'm sort of hoping they don't. They skip my name.
Call you for what?
The vaccine.
Call
my doctor knows. Yeah, he never called me yet.
I don't even have a doctor anymore. I'm doctorless, and believe me, that's fine by me.
You know? No, usually they have me first on their list for everything. Now they don't, for some reason. Mm. I haven't been called, so I'm not worrying about it yet.
Well, when I changed my medical thing last year, or, you know, you have to go through that garbage every year, too. Oh, I have now Empire Dual Advantage. Well, I have no advantage because now I'm doctorless. So how is this, an advantage, dual or otherwise? What's the dual part? I'm out of doctor.
You have two advantages of nothing.
Well, the advantage is I guess I don't have a doctor, honestly. Except for a couple of urinary tract infections, since my mom's been in the hospital, I got them. I haven't been to a doctor, and I couldn't even tell you when. So,
better off.
You know,
stay away from
get some dandelion. Get dandelion, you'll be happy. And cranberry.
Yeah, probably, you know. Probably. But, I mean, the doctors, you can't use your own doctor. You know, if he recommends something and you go back to the nursing home, you have to go by what they say. It's, I don't know, it's like a prison, really, you know?
It is prison, not like.
If you have your own doctor on the outside, why can't he come into the nursing home, too? You know?
That's another thing, right?
Yeah.
They don't have the right to because they don't have affiliation with the hospital. You know what that word affiliation means? They don't have the right to receive money. That's the whole thing.
Well, there you go. This whole thing. Look at now what has been. Look at the money that's been made on these masks, hand sanitizer.
Oh,
you can't buy Lysol anymore. They're going to. My friend told me they're going to start with the Lysol spray after the pandemic, whatever the hell that is.
I'm sorry.
Maureen, what were you saying?
Sorry.
Repeat that.
No, I said, look at the money they've made on these masks, on these the hand sanitizer. Lysol sold the alcohol. Look at the money that's on these products alone. You know? I mean, then you have to have an M8. No, not an M80. What's the number, Matt?
No, N95.
That one.
Yeah.
A new M80 wasn't right.
It's an N95.
You have to have that one. Then you have to have another kind. It's getting ridiculous. I mean, the pandemic is dropping. The numbers are going down. Why do we have to? And even after you get vaccinated, you still have to wear the freaking mask. Why?
It's called
what is the
promotion
of the vaccination then? Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, I guess so.
Really?
I don't
know. People have to wake up and realize what's going on, really, you know? People have to get knowledgeable about things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are just too gullible, you know.
Maureen,
yeah,
you didn't hear the announcement. So let me repeat it. The official word is from Newsday that we have more listeners than they have subscribers.
Yeah,
that's
great.
True.
Really, that's really great. It's
amazing.
Amazing.
So that was the announcement.
Well, InnerSight has from all around the world people listening, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have our breakdown is like almost 90% USA, then Canadian, New Mexico are like really, let me just get it straight up here to be 100% sure. Because I think the three of them are like tied, or four of them are tied.
Really?
Like, there's Mexico, let's see, Australia, Canada, and the UK are all tied for that.
That's
good. That the next position. Yeah, and they're like divided almost equally.
Really?
And then
well, that's
all the rest of them are little bits, like they have little bits.
Yeah.
What do they tell you about Hawaii? Anything in Hawaii?
It's part of the USA.
Oh, yeah.
It's still there as far as we know.
It's part of the USA. We don't break down further.
So we have a
lot
of
learning. We have a lot of listeners from Hawaii. We get it. Well, we don't get it
in this country.
Broken down. Yeah, we have
about
85%
by state or anything.
It doesn't. No.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe we can get it. I don't know. Maybe if I ask them, I don't know. If I can ever get them on the phone.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see. You know,
it would be interesting.
Yeah.
Can you get a further breakdown?
Well, let's see. The latest tally is what? 104,534
something. 34. I don't know. Let me look.
Well,
it up.
Very good. 104,500.
I was close. 33.
I remember when we were trying to get like 100,000. You know.
Yeah.
No, we are.
That was
at 100,000.
Yeah, so it's past that.
Yeah, we're almost at 105,000. Very close. 500 more.
Very good.
A little less than 500 more. Yeah, great.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, it is. It's great.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Maureen, anything else? Mad or glad Monday? Anything? What are you mad about?
I don't think there's enough time in the world for that. I'm just mad that this nonsense, and we don't even know the truth of this whole thing, and I just want to be with my mom. It's gone on. In 9 days, it will be a whole year since I had to leave her, and this is just really getting to be unbearable, really. It truly is.
Wow.
What they have done to people, that Suzanne couldn't see her mom much before she passed, it's just, they're not treating us or them fairly. They're not treating us like humans anymore, you know?
No.
I mean, if the
virus,
this is what I don't understand. If the virus is in a nursing home, say 4 people have it, just isolate them on a floor and let visitors in who are negative and their loved ones. This to me makes no darn sense. You know,
right.
It's in there anyway. So we'd be the ones at risk, really. You know, we'd be the ones going in where a place has it, right?
Yeah.
I
have a picture of me when my mom was passing on. A picture of her. I'm going to put this all on the petition. And a picture of me put on with all the gear that I needed to put on. And it took me forever to get all this gear on, but the nurse helped me. Why couldn't they do that every time? Really?
You know,
I had an isolation gown on. I had gloves. I had a shield on my face. I had 2 masks. Come on. And yet, could do that. It don't make sense.
This is like something out of a science fiction movie. You know?
Yeah.
It's like something out of a science fiction movie. It really is. You know? It really truly is. You know? It's just so ridiculous.
Let me wake up,
people.
Please.
Huh?
We're gonna move on, Maureen.
Yeah.
The rest of the show,
and
I want to thank you for calling in, and you know we'll keep on the fight and try to get a breakthrough.
Yeah, we gotta win this thing because you know if they can make ways that people can go to movies now and people can go to sports events and people can, they have to make it easier for people to get into see their loved ones in nursing facilities. Really, you know?
That's right.
All right, guys.
All right.
Okay. And
thank
you, Maureen.
Okay, take care, and okay.
Maureen.
Thank you, Maureen.
Okay. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, Inner Sight around the world, 213-816-1650, MetaGlad Monday, and the following is an official position of Inner Sight. We once again, call for the immediate resignation of Governor Andrew Cuomo. He has definitely abused the disabled with this virus business in the nursing homes. Now the allegations about the sexual stuff with the women, I don't know if he's guilty of that or not. I'm not going to be judge and jury. But I do know that anyone who would leave people in an institution to die and bring in those who have a virus I wouldn't put anything past them.
That's very true.
So we call for his immediate resignation, and we're not the only ones calling for this.
I know.
I heard today that the woman who is accusing him has called for his resignation.
That's great.
I didn't take note of her name, but and she's trying to get other women to come forward too.
Yeah.
There probably are others.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it, world. That's in a sight, and we're not afraid to stand up and say it.
No.
You know, I dare say that the independent living agencies and all the other agencies for the state, I don't think they've made a statement like that.
No.
That I know of.
They'd
be afraid to.
They receive too much aid, you know.
They what?
They can't say that because they receive too much aid from the government right now.
Yeah, but I mean, they should still be entitled to their opinion.
Yeah.
How do you buy somebody's opinion? There's a mad.
There's
you
a
buy their opinion.
A show. There's a show, you know? Right there. How do you buy somebody's
opinion? What kind of a
opinion?
Thing is that? To buy somebody's opinion, in other words, their thinking. You know.
Guess is as good as mine.
I'm not going to let anybody buy my thinking. No way, man. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'll take your money, but you're not going to tell me how to think.
That's right.
That's my attitude.
You're right. Do you buy somebody's opinion?
Yeah, they're afraid.
As my mother was going underground today, people were trying to get my attention, but I was just praying and talking to my mom. Really, I was. And I just say, excuse me, I need a moment. That's what I had to say. Because you're right. I said to her, I owe you this, Ma. No matter what, I am definitely going to get this done. That's what I said to her.
Yeah.
And I am going to get it done. Too bad I couldn't get it done when she was alive. But I am going to get it done. It broke my heart saying all that. I was crying there. But you know what? I said it to her. I made a vow to her. And we're going to get it done. That's all. You know?
Oh, we're certainly going to give it our all.
That's true.
If we don't get it done, it's not going to be our fault. That's for sure.
That's right. Right.
It's going to be the fault of the politicians and the agencies.
Right.
You know, that aren't joining us to get it done.
That's right.
You know. Anyway, tomorrow we have a conference call with the head senator in New York State, and we'll let you know what takes place with that, if anything. You know, at this point, I don't want to hear any more small talk. I want major stuff. I want a news conference. I want things to be done. I want heads to roll. I want the system to live up to what it's supposed to do.
Right.
You know, the way it does it for everybody.
And I'm not in any mood either to hear something that is, you know, let's placate them. No, my mother died, plain and simple. So that's my only, you know, thing. My mother died. How are you going to assuage me? You're not. Do it.
Don't ask him how he's going to do it. Let's tell him.
No, I said,
tell him
what
we want.
Ask you how. I want you to do it, period. That's it.
Yeah. But if you leave it up to them, they're going to do some small thing that doesn't mean a damn thing.
No, I'm not going to. They want to do something that is going to placate us. No more of that bullshit.
But anything that the state controls is not going to work.
That's right.
The same old stuff. That's why Rosie died, because the state controlled the situation. They controlled even the spot where she was to die.
Yeah.
You know? She couldn't even choose, through you, she couldn't even choose the place.
That's right.
We tried to get them to at least leave her in the hospital. They wouldn't do
it. They wouldn't do
it. Why did we want to leave her
in
the hospital? Because the nursing home is horrible. The nursing home is the devil's place, more than the hospital is.
I know.
That's
my
thing.
You have more people in the hospital to take care of you and clean you and be there for you.
Sure.
Than you did at the
They wouldn't even
home.
Leave her there.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, you know, let the home health aides in if people have to be there. Help us start this idea of Volunteer Plus. You know, get the agencies to start contributing to it. Do something about it. That's what we need. Not small talk. Oh, I'll look into it. I don't want to hear that.
Bullshit. No more. That's bullshit. Right.
Yeah.
That's placating the disabled. That's placating anybody who wants to do anything. No. No more.
So we'll see. The senator has... Let everybody know that Senator Boyle has asked for this conference. It was his idea.
Yes.
We didn't push him into it.
No.
It was his idea. And it's supposed to be tomorrow morning at 9:45.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Inner Sight 213-816-1650. Mad or glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you want to talk about it here. I heard that the Apple stores opened again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know if that's a mad or a glad. I guess it's a glad. You know. Now, I heard about a new...
Yeah.
I heard about a new phone. One
yeah.
of the friends got a new phone. And she was telling me all the things it does. But she didn't know... She didn't know if it had audio on it, if it included audio. So, I don't know
what
the... also, I heard about a new pair of glasses that are coming out. Did you hear about these glasses?
Let me hear what it does.
Yeah, a new pair of glasses that are supposed to be able to do all these things, you know, transmit information and all that, you know. Now, how the hell is that going to be? How is that supposed to work with the blind?
Or the blind and the deaf.
Yeah.
What happens if you can't hear it well?
We don't wear glasses to see.
Right.
I mean, you may wear dark glasses for style or something, but...
Or to cover an imperfection, you know?
Anybody out there...
more droopy.
Anybody out there know about these glasses? 213-816-1650, if you have any information, how these glasses work. You know, to me, it just sounds like another device... leaving the disabled out.
There is, I'll tell you, for different glasses, but a lot of the things that they do is people play, there's two different types of glasses. People play video games on some, and some people actually use them for, like, seeing objects, seeing on the street, seeing all different types of things, and they go to where people can't see at all. Almost can't see at all, and helping them see practically, you know. So I don't know how good they are. One of them said it can help you
you know, see from almost nothing to, you know, seeing pretty decent.
You mean glasses that are supposed to give you back your sight?
Yeah, some of it, yeah.
Now, I've heard of those.
Get you to a position. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is something, these are some kind of digital glasses that they talked. I'll have to get more info on it, but I've heard of the glasses that are supposed to help you to see.
Yeah.
But you have to have, as far as I know, to have an implant, a chip in the brain.
Wow.
You know? Now, who wants to get involved with that? I mean, there it is again. There's the damn medical profession with this crap and side effects and everything else.
Nah, I wouldn't want that, truthfully.
You know?
I mean, you're going to restore something. And I say I can't see at all now. I've gotten to the point that I can't see at all. I would not want something in my brain.
Can you imagine running to a damn doctor every week, every other week with your brain and you're having all kinds of... God, I can just imagine the side effects of that.
Yeah.
And then you're
going
to probably have to take... You'll probably have to take a drug. You know.
No, listen, remember what happened with my implant? And then they said that they had to recall it and take it out and blah, 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 blah. I didn't have them take it out.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Leave exactly where it is.
These horrible, stupid things that they come up with.
It's recall because
I'd rather see,
they didn't put it in the
see
right
through
way.
My dog. I don't need any implants that way.
Well, if they don't have
all
any
right,
implants
in
sight, with it.
Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night, the state owns us. That's the title of the show.
That's so true.
Wednesday night, they own us. I mean, we'll tell you how. You know?
Yeah, it's true, though.
And a lot of people are rebelling against that ownership, like me. And many others.
Yeah.
Thursday
oh, yeah.
night, we don't have a... Do we have a subject for Thursday night?
Not yet, but I was thinking... Remember you just said, how do you buy someone's opinion? I was thinking about that while you just said it. I was like, sounds
interesting. Yeah, we'll have to think about that or develop that more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Friday night's the funnies. You know,
yeah.
We'll give you a rundown on the new vaccine.
Yeah.
Emergency.
Yeah, right.
You know? So that's Friday night, and we'll have a little fun over here with Lauren Hardy and all that. Hey, today's March 1st. You believe goodbye to February.
Yeah, right.
March 1st. And March is coming in like a lion. It's supposed to be very cold tonight in New York.
Uh-oh.
And probably around the country.
No, I don't like the cold.
But it's not going
to
last
long,
though.
Yeah, but I don't.
It's only supposed to last till Wednesday, so.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I want to thank my very good friend, Mark Harrington, from Newsday, for trying to help us get a story about Rosie and the nursing homes and the whole thing that's going on.
Oh, thank you.
Mark is a great, great guy, and he's going to talk it up and had me call the obituary reporter who could list, and he said sometimes they get a story out of that. So
yeah, no.
You know, we'll follow through. And also my dear friend Michelle Charlesworth, who is watching this very closely.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight around the world. Boy, wouldn't it be great if we get Newsday and Michelle?
Oh, that would be awesome.
All right. We'll work on it, world. You better believe
it.
Yeah, we will. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Man, a glad Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, March next month is supposed to be the the baseball. April.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it starts again. Wow.
So,
this year went by so quick, but yet so slow. Doesn't that sound weird? It's just, it was a quick, slow year.
Yeah.
You know?
People are probably looking forward to opening day. You know what's a mad, though? We still didn't get the stimulus money.
That's the truth. I can still
keep,
use it now, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. They keep talking about it, then they drop it. And also I heard that the Democrats in the Senate now, they've got the majority, voted down the $15 minimum wage.
That's crazy.
They don't want it. So, you know, you talk about the Republicans. And these politicians are really pretty much the same, all of them. You can't predict them, what they're going to do.
No, you can't.
So that's a mad. Why did they, you know, let people have the extra money? Why not?
Yeah.
But that's what has taken place, and we'll see what happens with this stimulus funding. A lot of talk about it. And so far, nothing.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. Around the world. Oh, don't forget this. Oh, do the Able News before we forget that.
I did the Able. All right. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled, to serve the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Fred.
All right, Able News. You want to know what's going on with the disabled? Give them a look. Don't forget to sign our petition. The nursing home one and the one about the service dogs. Change.org. And I want to thank all our listeners, all our friends. Again, if you want to make a donation in honor of Rosie, go to the website, to the PayPal.
Yes.
And whatever you can afford would help offset some of the cost.
Yes,
And you could put a little note in honor of Rosie.
Yes, please.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our friends, all our listeners. And thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And keep on fighting out there for what's right, as we will be doing, and determined to change some of these things and even make them better until we do change them. That's the other thing that we forget about. We got to talk more about that. How to help people in these places while we're trying to change it. All right. Around the world, thank you so much. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.